Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Smart daters, welcome back. I am really excited about today's guest, who was introduced to me by my friend Melissa. And Melissa said, Bella, I have a friend who I think you're going to love her. She's a little different than what you've had on, but your energies match. And Melissa couldn't have been more right. I am so delighted, honored, and excited to have with us today spiritual medium Erica Gabriel. Erica, welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast.
I mean, I'm just so excited to be with you today. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh. Well, let's jump right into this because a lot of this is new to me. And ladies and gentlemen, get your seatbelts on because I'm sure today is going to be a ride because this woman is awesome and filled with wisdom that we can both see and we don't see. So, and if you could see her right now, she put her arms out like, yes, preach. So how did you become a spiritual medium? Tell us about you and your story.
Yeah. So when I was around seven, I started realizing, seeing, sensing, feeling that I could kind of connect with things that other people couldn't see. So I could feel energy. I could sense things. I could immediately sense things about people that I would meet. So this was from a very young age. And when I moved into a new house with my mom and stepdad, I started seeing a little boy around the house and told them about it, which is like, you know, what do you make of that when your seven-year-old tells you that? You know, it can be confusing. And, you know, my parents later found out that a little boy had died on that property.
Oh my God. Goosebumps.
Yes. And so I had kind of been seeing him, connecting with him, feeling him. And, you know, being a medium and connecting with spirit and connecting with the quote unseen was always a part of who I was. But I didn't know really what that meant or what to call it or how to navigate that. And, you know, I think about my 20s as like a wild goose chase, as many of our 20s are, right? To find out exactly, right? Like to find out who I was. And through that searching, right, which I mean, we could talk 20s for hours, but through that searching, I really came to understand that I was really here on a calling from God and to help people. I didn't know what that was or looked like. And then eventually it unfolded that I was a spiritual medium. And I actually went to a medium and she was like, oh, you know, you're a spiritual medium, right? And it was like, no. But yes, but no. And also thank you because you just put all the puzzle pieces nice and tightly into my life and helped me understand what the heck was wrong with me, right? Which I always thought, gosh, I'm so haunted. I have so many spooky things. Why can't I hear things about other people? It was so unclear. And when she kind of like pulled the bow on that gift, you know, the gift was already there, but she kind of put a bow on it and tightened the bow. Everything just kind of flew open from there and everything was like a bonfire. And I just started, I mean, within 2 weeks, I had people knocking on my door for readings, literally.
Oh my God. Yes. Well, for those of us who haven't lived in this world, describe to me the difference between a psychic and a medium.
Best question, right? Because even when I'm about to read for someone, sometimes they're like, wait, what do you do? What is this? So I'll start with a psychic. A psychic is someone who really taps into someone's aura and their energy and can sense and feel things about their past, present, and future, right? And they're really predicting future events. A medium, which is what I do, I'm actually a spiritual medium, which means I'm a deeply, deeply spiritual and committed person to God. And I mediate information from the other side, right? So meaning when I go to read for someone, I'm not reading their energy, but I'm actually opening a door in a protected and safe way to the other side for them, right? So let me explain. Like you, Bella, you are already connected to the spirit world without me. So if you were to call me for a reading, I am not carrying your loved ones in spirit, your answers, your messages with me. You are carrying your messages with you. Your beautiful family who's crossed over in spirit is with you. Your angels are with you. Your spirit guides are with you. So when I read for you, I have a gift and an ability to kind of open the door to the spirit world. And when I do that, I tune into you and your connection to spirit. And I hold space for your loved ones. I hold space for your angels. I hold space for your spirit guides to show me and tell me things to serve you and assist you in your life. And I mediate that information and then I deliver it to you. So when I open to read for spirit, sometimes psychic-like predictions do come through. I can't control that. Sometimes loved ones who've crossed over do come through. I can't control that. I can't control what does and doesn't come through. So I have total faith in spirit that spirit portrays to me exactly what you're meant to hear at this time in your life when I read for you.
So to put it into perspective, let's say, for example, I came in to do a reading. Do I have, to some extent, an agenda of connecting with people that have crossed over, where I want closure or I want advice or guidance or reasons? Like, why did you do that? We never got closure. Like, I want people to understand the work you do, which is why I'm drilling into this.
Yeah, well, that's what a medium does. A medium is available and open to hold space for that person. Yeah. So if you come into the reading, I always ask people to have three specific questions, right? We cover many more than three questions, but the three questions help prepare your energy and your spirit guide's energy and really gets them and gives them a chance to prepare answers for you. So, you know, sometimes people will come in with questions like, am I on the right path with my field of work? What are some things I can do? What does spirit say about my relationship? Right. What does spirit say about, you know, the property that we're selling? You know, it can be like that. Sometimes people will come in just focused on connecting with a loved one. Right. So there's all kinds, and that's what's different about a medium and a psychic, right? You can come in to connect with spirit, which you're already connected to, but have me listen in for you and deliver you those messages. It's kind of like, you know, sometimes like when you can go into a friend's closet and you're like, oh, I can organize this. Girl, you don't need this anymore. These shoes are done. You can organize it. And then you go to your closet and you're like, I don't even know what to do here. Right. You need something to come in.
Did you look in my closet with me this morning? Did you have a premonition of what happened this morning with me in my wardrobe?
Right. But like someone else can come in, and that's kind of, you know, it's a silly example for something that's really, really sacred and profound, but it's someone, it's me who comes in and connects to spirit with you and for you and really tunes in and listens in and is able to deliver you messages that you're meant to hear. So yes, to answer your question, you can ask about love. You can ask about life. You can ask about a loved one who's crossed over. So the only thing I don't do in readings is I don't demand or yank information. So it's not a seance. I don't call out to your grandma and you know, really try and get her to come. I'm a medium, so I mediate the information. I have been training for over 15 years, so I know how to open the door to the spirit world in a safe and clear way and tune in for you and your energy and tune in to the answers that your guides and your angels and your loved ones want to give you.
Okay, gosh. And spirit could be anything. It could be God. It could be your angels. It could be people that have crossed over the line. Mm-hmm. You can tell I'm a newbie at this world. So, and I'm figuring other people are, and we need to know all of the tools that exist that are out there, right? It's like, wow, am I in the right space of being a love guide and a love coach and a dating coach? So, right. Those are the kinds of questions to ask, like, help me with my gut.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you really, you know, you can bring anything to the table when you're working with a medium that you trust and, you know, bring it to the table and really see how spirit responds. You know, amazing things happen in readings. So the thing about readings is, like, you know, you can explain them over and over and over again, and I can tell you all of my experiences, but every reading is so unique and sacred and special. Every reading is there to support the person that wants to get the reading and wants to connect with spirit in that way.
Wow. Amazing. Well, let's take, I know you've read for thousands of people and you've amassed a lot of information throughout the years. You've even developed this course that we'll talk about as we close out the episode. But if you had to say, and I'm sure people with love, you work with a lot of people that maybe haven't found love or on the path to finding love or have had just their hearts broken in love 100,000 times, and yet they're resilient and they want to do it again and they want to find love. What are the three things in the spirit world that you most often see that are blocking people from love?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's a couple of things. And it's so funny when you say three and like, I'm like, yes, we discussed three. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I have 10. But anyway.
So, okay. That's fine. No. Let's do 10. Let's go there, girl. We are very flexible.
So, you know, the first thing that comes up right at the door is fear, right? And fear is something that blocks us from so many things, right? And I think what happens is, and what I've listened in on these readings and heard spirit talk about is fear. And we look back and we think, oh my gosh, like this has happened and it was so catastrophic in my world and I'm so heartbroken. And this was so horrible, you know, that this happened. And, you know, one of the things and one of the ways to work through fear of repeating, you know, things that have happened in the past is to understand that those were life lessons, not life sentences. Mm. You are not now sentenced to a life of living alone because you were vulnerable and put yourself out there and it didn't work out. Life lessons. We are here to learn. And spirit talks about that so much. Spirit talks about Earth being a classroom. And really, those are life lessons. And to not just hold your feet to the fire of these past, I put in quotations, mistakes, when we really know their lessons anymore. So we're afraid, and we're afraid we're going to repeat the same thing over and over again. And so we start to build up this hard shell, just like, no, it's cool. It's cool. I'm good. It's fine. And we kind of remove ourselves and we kind of take away our vulnerability so we won't get hurt. So that's a huge one. And going
anything we do from a place of fear doesn't lead to good results, right? Fear keeps you closed off. Fear keeps you, to a certain extent, comfortable. You're not going to jump off your lily pad if you're afraid. And if you don't have the courage, when, what are you going to do? The same thing again. And this is what happens. And this is why, you know, an easy stat to think about is the divorce rate. 50% of first marriages end in divorce, 67% of second, 74% of third. Ladies and gentlemen, what you do from a place of fear is going to keep you closed off and doing the same thing over and over again. So I love that your first thing that you see that's blocking people is fear. I couldn't agree with you more. And if this is resonating with you, and if you're listening to this fact that fear, and it's putting a pit in your stomach and you're like, shit, I'm scared to do this, this is an alarm bell for you that it's time to change something up, do something that makes you mitigate that fear. Enlist a village of people. Hell, it takes a village to find love. Okay. All we do all day long, I always say, we're in your corner with you. Exhale. You have us as your on earth guides holding your hands. And you're saying the same thing in the spirit world.
Absolutely. And I cannot tell you how many times I read for people and their guides are like, you are not meant to live your life alone. I'm meant to share it. It's okay. And it feels so good when people hear that, but then they immediately start to bump into their blocks. And it's like, I can't get there. That sounds good. That feels good, but I have more blocks. And one of the other blocks that we bump into is what I call false agreements. which is also kind of tied up with a trauma response. So let me explain, and you will love this example.
I'm already obsessed.
Let's go. So I read for someone, and she kind of, I opened to read for her, and it was like her energy. It was like, okay, so you just got a divorce. And she was like, no. And I'm like, okay, so what? No, you just got a divorce. And she was like, no. And, you know, it's funny for me as a medium, because I 100% trust spirit, 100%, right? So I'm like, what's happening here? I'm like, you didn't just get a divorce? And she said, well, I got a divorce 10 years ago. And I was like, oh, because her divorce was literally the very first thing in her energy space.
Wow.
And she had not let it go. In fact, all of the things that she believed about herself from that divorce were completely conducting her life. So meaning her husband, her ex-husband, you know, told her she wasn't funny or not lovable. And, you know, all these negative agreements. And so he would tell her them. She would say, okay, she would agree to it. She would sign an invisible contract. She would seal it, lick the stamp, and deliver it to the universe, right? And that's what she thought of herself now. I'm not blaming her ex, by the way, right? We all, relationships are complicated, but just reading for her, that is really where she was. She had all of these beliefs and false agreements about herself that she made with her ex, and they were still there. So the divorce was still there. And what's amazing about that is when you let false agreements with someone run your life, they become your guru and your master. So her ex-husband was running her life, was her master. Because everything he said, she agreed, she kind of made this agreement, and she was conducting her whole life by. So her ex was her guru still 10 years later. And guess what? They didn't even speak anymore. She didn't like him, and he was completely dominating her life, right? So the idea for her was this block of these false beliefs about herself and this control that she was still completely under. And, you know, what's amazing is she didn't even have to call him to set him free. She wasn't going to get anything from him.
No.
She had to set herself free and really start to build up, who am I? What do I believe? And build her own life force. And in that strength, then kind of raise her vibration and go, oh, wait a minute. And attract someone else that was in similar vibration so that she could move on in her life. So these false agreements, really being traumatized as well, right? We get like, oh my God, this was so bad. I'm so scared. I'm traumatized. It's like a trauma response where we kind of keep everything at bay because we're waiting for that rug to get pulled out from under us, right? Same thing. You know, we're still living in the past and we don't even realize it.
Wow. So her energy, her divorce was so predominant in her field when you were reading her. And so it's because she was tacitly agreeing with these false agreements. You're ugly. You're too old. You'll never find someone.
Yes.
You're too damaged. And she was like, yep, yep, yep,
yes.
Yep. And so it's identifying, like, dear listener, do you have false agreements? And maybe it was your ex. Maybe it was your mom. Maybe it was your dad to little you. Maybe it was a teacher. Maybe it was a coach that said something, and that little seed planted a giant ass oak tree in your head and grew, and the branches grew, and you think you are that. But here's what's sinister, right? Those people probably never meant that one thing was captured in your head, right? And that's how humans are. We have a negativity bias, and we're going to seize the one thing, and we're going to plant that seed, and it's going to grow into a giant oak tree. So I love what you're saying. And is there a way that we can understand what our false agreements are?
Absolutely. And I love what you're saying. And also to add on that, it's like society can also put us in false agreements as well. When you said I'm too old or I'm too this, it's like society can put us in those agreements as well when it comes to love.
Yes.
It can be coming from anywhere, right? And I love that you also said, you know, people aren't sinister. It doesn't have to be so extreme as the divorce that this woman had experienced. You know, sometimes we don't even realize it. It's for you to empower yourself to break these agreements, right? So you want to identify, you know, your agreements, and there's many ways you can do that. I mean, I think what we're also talking about is really going in and examining your thoughts and your feelings. And part of that, you know, bleeds into this idea of connecting with oneself and one's own inner voice. You know, the best way to really just start to work with agreements is to do a free flowing, free form consciousness of journaling, right?
I love
where
that.
You can just and make it simple. It's, you know, I think sometimes tools that we hear all around is very complicated. It's like,
yes,
throw some yes salt in a circle with some this and some lavender sprigs and then dance and do a jump in an ice bath. And I'm like, oh my God, it's too much.
Just write, get a pen and keep a piece simple of paper.
Keep it simple. At the top, what are some negative ideas or thoughts I have about myself? Just start with that. Just write that and then just let it go. What am I looking at here? And then, you know, set a timer for 4 minutes. 4 minutes on your phone.
And write, you'll know them. It's not going to take you that long.
Oh, I know mine. Mine are signed, sealed, delivered. I got them in my back pocket. I'm working through them, you know.
Do you see my backpack? I carry them around with me.
Yeah.
Like heavy stones.
Yeah,
in my backpack.
I have them in my back pocket. That's why I have such a big booty right now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I have them all in my pockets.
Oh my gosh. We all carry these false agreements around. And I joke, it's like, right, we've got Erica's booty. We've got, I don't have a big booty. I wish I did. So I'm going to say it's in my rucksack, you know, in my backpack, but we all carry around these false agreements, right? And write them down, right? What are the things? And you know what they are. And we know what they are. And other people might even know what they are for us, right? I know in our practice, we do with our one-on-one clients that, you know, we work with for a year, we do a 360 feedback process where we have them reach out to their friends and family, their village, telling us why they think our client hasn't met the right partner yet.
Wow.
And so what's so interesting about this is we think that these false agreements or the things that are holding us back are just our dirty little secrets in our backpacks, in our booties. Guess what? Everybody knows.
100.
Everybody knows, and they can tell you, you know what? She doesn't realize how beautiful she is. Mm. She walks around with her eyes down. She has no idea who's looking at her because her ex told her she wasn't pretty, or she was bullied for being, you know, the ugly duckling, and whatever that stuff is. People know, right? Oh, yeah. We think nobody knows. We know. So get your notebook out. Write down your false agreements, people. Let them stare at you.
You know, I want to just finish that also for the awesome listeners here, just because if this, you know, podcast, you're hearing this and it stirs something up and you get your journal and you write them down and you're like, oh my God, you know, wow.
There's,
you know,
so many. I have
these, right. There's so many, or even I just never consciously looked at these. So let me give you a quick tool. Just what to do from here. Okay. So number one, you're going to look at these agreements and you may feel all kinds of feelings. Number one, it's okay.
Mm.
Everyone has these agreements. Please don't be mad at yourself. Number one on the docket, I forgive myself. I know I'm a spiritual being having this human experience to learn, to grow, to evolve. These are things, these are part of my AP courses. Remember AP courses in high school? These are part of my advanced courses right here on this paper, are part of my advanced courses to move my soul forward in this life and to forgive myself for these, right? Not be angry at myself, because we're going to automatically look at the paper and go, oh my God, what's wrong with me? And guess what? There is nothing wrong with you. And in fact, if you get that pen and paper and you write these down, there is everything right with you, because you are of the 99% of people that are willing to grow and change. So, or 1% of people, I should say. That was backwards. I'm saying
we were following you. I knew what you were trying to say, girl.
I'm saying it is so rare. You know, people that listen to this podcast, I know, are looking to grow and to shift and change, but a lot of people aren't willing to do that and are very set in their ways. So just writing these things down, you are already cooking with gas and you're doing a great job. So after that, I'm just going to give you a quick tool, is that as you go forward in your days after that, I want you to see your list and say, I acknowledge you. I hold space for you, little friend, little soul within you, right? And as you go about your days, I just want you to acknowledge. I don't want to say catch yourself because that sounds negative, but acknowledge when those agreements are coming up, right? So like, you know, maybe someone invites you to something and you're like, I'm feeling so gross and I don't look very good, so I'm not going to go, right? So let's just use that as a silly example. And you would go, oh, wait a minute, that's a false agreement that I'm not good to look at, or I'm yucky, or I'm, you know, no good. So what you can do is take a moment, close your eyes, take a deep breath. And I want you to touch your hand to your head and you're going to say cancel. And then I want you to touch your hand to your heart and you're going to say cancel. And you are basically out loud saying, cancel, cancel. I cancel that out, right? It seems elementary and simple, but your words, your thoughts, your intentions are so powerful. So if you think of something negative about yourself, go, oh, I see her. There she is. There's that little one coming out to play. And you're just going to say, I'm going to cancel it. And I'm going to cancel it. Cancel in my head and my mind. Cancel it in my heart and my soul. Cancel, cancel. And then move on with your day.
And I love this so much.
Keep working, cancel, cancel. It is amazing. It sounds ridiculous. Oh my God, saying cancel, cancel. Yes, saying cancel, cancel. Because think about this. If you're continuously saying I'm unattractive, I'm unattractive, I'm unattractive, does that affect you? Yep.
Hell to the yeah.
Yes. So will cancel, cancel affect you? Yep. Because you're acknowledging it. You're taking control of it. You're saying I no longer accept that type of talk about myself. I cancel it. I cancel it. Try it. It's amazing how much it works.
I love that so much. This is amazing. Thank you for that. I'm going to be canceling a lot of those things in my rucksack really soon. So, God, this is so amazing. I feel like I could talk to you for 8 hours, but let's tell us, you just gave us this amazing cancel, cancel tool. What about, you talked about some tools that we can use when we need to check in with our gut feelings about somebody. And let's maybe open this up into the dating world, right? Yeah. So it could be the dating world. Maybe it's a new friend. Maybe it's just a new human. What do we do when we think? So when you're saying check in with your gut feelings like, oh my God, I think this person's awesome. Or, oh my God, this person's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
So I love that question. And a huge thing, and I'm sure this is going to resonate with a lot of people right now, is they go, I have a feeling and a thought about something. Is that my anxiety or is that my intuition? Is that my false agreement saying I'm never going to meet anyone, or is that my intuition? We have conflict within ourselves. It happens to me. It happens to us all. We're kind of like, ooh, that didn't feel right. And then we're like, wait, is it because I'm afraid or is that real? Right. So first and foremost, you know, and think about this, guys, how much you can look back and you're always like, oh, damn, I knew that that person was not for me. Right. Hindsight is always 20/20. But somewhere along the line, you felt it, you knew it. Right. So the idea is to get familiar with what is fear and what is intuition. Right. So look back on those situations and really kind of picture, you know, when did I get that red flag? And the way that you received that red flag, that's your intuitive voice. Okay. So practice kind of thinking about, gosh, when did that happen? I recently had this happen to me. I got a big red flag about something and I'm like, no, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. And it wasn't cool.
Mm.
And so now I, you know, once again, I'm reminded what that inner voice sounds like. Right. So what the best thing to do when you want to connect with your gut and your intuition is practice it, not in the moment. So let me explain. You would, and I'm going to tell you some quick steps. So the idea that you would do is you're going to set an alarm. I'm going to tell you, this is for beginners, right? Or advanced if you want some, you know, brushing up. You're going to set an alarm on your phone for one time a day. You choose. Is it 8 p.m.? Is it 8 a.m.? Do you wake up for work at, you know, 7 and it's, you actually set it for, you know, 6:55 or whatever? You're going to set an alarm on your phone for 5 minutes. You're going to go to a safe separate place in your home or your apartment. You're going to sit down either on the floor. On the floor is preferable, so you sit up tall. You're going to set an alarm on your phone. I'm going to do 5 minutes for you guys, okay? And you're going to close your eyes and you're going to breathe. And when you're breathing, I want you to picture you have in your hand a flower and a candle. And I want you to smell the flower in through the nose. And then I want you to blow out the candle out through the mouth. And the reason why I give you the flower and your candle is because a lot of people are going, meditation, she's telling us to meditate. Get out of here, lady. So use a visual like a flower and a candle and work with cooling down your mind and knowing what that feels like. Because when you're confronted in a moment with something and you're like, is that my gut? Is that my anxiety? Is that, what is that? Is that my intuition? You begin to create a space within you that you're more familiar with. If you're familiar with closing your eyes, taking a deep breath and touching in, when there's something that's happening and you can go, let me take a deep breath, going in. Okay. Yeah, this does feel weird. If your let me touch in is juicy because you've been working the let me touch in muscle, you know, 5 minutes a day, you're already cooking with gas. So what happens is we go within and it's kind of confusing in there. So you want to start to create this really good and really active connection with what does it feel like when I just take a breath and go inside? It's kind of like when you go and visit a place and people are like, you know, tell me all about this place. And you're like, I haven't been there in a long time. You know, they're asking you questions about it. You're like, I don't really know. I haven't been there in a while. So, you know, getting confronted with a question, it's like, what does your gut tell you? It's like, I don't know. I haven't really checked in there for a while. So take a few minutes a day, breathe, and just think about a flower and a candle, and you will start to get juicy with this inner place. The other idea you can do is start to create a place within you that's a safe place. I call it my safe house. Create a happy place vision for yourself that you can go to. I did this work with someone last week. I said, what's your happy place? And she had a porch swing as her happy place. That was it. It was a porch swing. In her mind, she created this porch swing. It overlooked a lake and she created this happy place. And now when she's feeling stressed, anxious, or doesn't know what she feels, she closes her eyes, she does her breath, and then she sits on her porch swing, and there she can connect with herself, right? So start to create a happy space as you begin to work this breath and this 5 minutes a day. It sounds so ridiculous, but it's amazing and it works.
It is. And I love what you're saying because it's our thoughts that work us up so much. And it's anxious thoughts lead to anxious feelings. So what you're teaching us to do to reconnect with our intuition is to quiet our minds. Inhale, smell the flower, exhale, blow out the candle, right? Quiet the thoughts, get to a still place. Then you can hear and you can make certain that it's intuition, not anxiety. Intuition, not your crappy false agreement.
You nailed it. And like, what I love too is like, you know, sometimes the idea of meditation or quieting the mind, it can feel so overwhelming. So don't meditate. Just smell a flower, blow out the candle. Don't meditate. Create a happy place in your mind that you can go hang out at for a minute. It doesn't have to be for 3 hours a day, just a minute. You're in a stressful situation. Let's just use work. Say you're at work in a stressful situation. Step away for a sec, take a deep breath and visualize your happy place. Go there and you will calm your kind of your whole system down in order for you to see the truth. And I love doing that with dating because you begin to become strength and stronger and more clear from within. And then you can really see and kind of illuminate the person that's really right for you.
It's so amazing that you're saying that. I couldn't agree more. I know, you know, a couple of weeks ago I did a podcast episode about, you know, the anxiety that I was feeling in my own life and the 4-sentence meditation that really changed everything for me in 5 days. And it's the kindness, compassion meditation. Ooh. Where you picture the person who's giving you anxiety or fear or that you're in conflict with. And again, it's just being quiet with yourself. And hell, when you start to get into it, you can do it while you're walking down the street, when that pit gets into your stomach. And this is maybe a person that you have a false agreement with. And you wish them 4 things to calm yourself. Ultimately, may you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And what is it? May you be safe.
Aww, and that's nice.
The person, and this is for people that are giving you anxiety. And what I also said is you can do that for yourself. May I be happy? May I be healthy? May I be safe? May I live with ease? What would help me to do that? And so much of the success in life, in dating, in love, in every way, and this is what this beautiful spiritual medium, Erica, is telling us, it starts with us. It starts inside of us. And isn't that incredibly empowering, you guys? I talk about, you have the steering wheel of your life. And here, Erica's telling you the same thing. You have the steering wheel to cut the clutter, to cut the BS, to cut the things that people have told you, these false agreements, and to quiet your mind. You were blessed with great intuition. Get rid of the monkey chatter and the monkeys that hop around in your brain. Lindsay and I call them monkey minds, right? The monkeys go, ooh, ah, ah, ooh, ah, ah, and they jump around. Quiet that. Breathe in, smell your flower. I love this visual, Erica.
Is it good?
Blow your candle out. Do the kindness, compassionate meditation. Do whatever it is, but bring yourself back to center.
I could not agree more. I think that is so beautiful. I love the meditation you shared because it dispels the anxiety, right? You get back to what is and what's real, right? True kindness, compassion, connection. We're all in this together, right? So it kind of helps eliminate that. And, you know, what's so amazing too about thinking about anxiety and what you're talking about is like, you know, anxiety is emotionally rehearsing for the very thing we don't want to have happen.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? You're just like, oh my God, I'm going into this meeting. It's going to be terrible. They're all mad at me. This is going to be a shit show. I don't know if I can curse on here.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Absolutely. She said shit show for those of you who didn't hear.
I should have asked you, you know, I curse like crazy. I should have asked you beforehand. So I've kept it under wraps, you know, but you know, the anxiety, we're just playing out a terrible situation, a worrisome situation that hasn't even happened yet. So the idea of getting yourself in the moment right now is what will help alleviate some of the anxiety. And you may even be doing that going on a date. Are they going to like me? This isn't going to go well. All the past ones have been terrible. We play out the very thing we don't want to have happen. And so when you're doing that, get in the moment, get right here, right now into what is and what's real.
I love that. I love that so much. And tell us, we all talk a lot about manifesting and you're a spiritual medium, right? And this is like, oh, let's manifest. Let you know, and we talk to all of our clients. We say, who's your dream guy or who's your dream woman? So tell us about, you have a best tip for manifesting someone.
Yeah.
What is that?
So wait, really quick. When you say who's your best man, who's your best woman, do they always say like a celebrity type person?
So we start out, one of the transformative exercises that we do with our clients to help them really get to, you know, we call them elevator people, like who, because they elevate you.
Yes.
Who's a partner that you need versus what you want? And so we ask them in free form, describe your dream person in all of his or her glory. And I have heard things like, well, you know, I would like, you know, the Marlboro Man meets George Clooney.
I love
like,
it.
You know, yeah. And like super visual. So yeah. To Bollywood film stars, to you name it.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Like, who's hot right now? Like, are people saying Brad Pitt or is Channing Tatum the one? Like, you know, who's hot right now? Anyway. I'm just
oh my gosh.
Curiosity, but
right. Who'd make your list? Who's the number one person? If I'm like, who's your celebrity crush?
Me?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I have a couple, but it's ever changing. But also here's what's funny about celebrity crush with me is that I'll be like, oh my gosh, that guy is so hot. And then I'm like, he's like 25 years old. This is like creepy. Like, that's true, you know what I mean? So all these celebrities are so young. So I gotta give me a minute. Let me. I'll have to marinate on the older, on the age appropriate ones.
No, you don't, because this is what I tell my clients.
Okay,
this is your dream person. Like, I can say Theo James from White Lotus and Divergence, and he could probably be my son, but. Can we just discuss?
I like the guy, and I'm forgetting his name. This is the one that I think is the cutest guy on the planet right now. He's like in all the Rocky movies, but the new Rocky movies.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan.
Oh my God. Is there a more beautiful man? Like, I just think he's so hot. So, but like how old? He's like probably 20 years younger than me. Like,
that's okay.
Well, I think he's gorgeous and I love his vibe. So that would be my celebrity crush if I had to choose.
Oh my gosh. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you know him, you know, no, I'm just kidding.
If you know him, help me manifest my way to him. But right. Exactly.
But the problem is I am extremely happily married. So,
so now let's pretend.
Yes.
You weren't. What is your best way? And you can be married. I'm kidding. But for listeners, you know, who are single, like what is their best tip for manifesting someone? And for your listeners who are happily coupled, you can manifest different things in your life. So listen into this one.
So let me explain in terms of manifesting. There's, you know, we all know a lot of the steps. So I'm not going to go over everything. You know, you can create a board. I think there's two main components that are missing. Number one, you have to put action into your manifestation, right? So you cannot just write yourself $1 million check and, you know, sit on your couch and watch TV. You have to put everything into action. Number one way I recommend doing that is writing on a piece of paper, the alphabet down one end, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, like this, all the way down. You are putting at the top what you're manifesting. And then the A through Z is going to be one thing on each line that you can actively do to show up for your vision. Okay. So I'll give you an example. Like you said, as someone that wasn't even in dating, right? Say they're listening for different reasons. I want to be a nurse and they're really want to be a nurse, right? But they're just hanging out. It's like, write your A through Z. It would be looking at schools. Number one, you know, A, B, what are my prerequisites? C, what are the schools I like? Write down, what do you need to do to create action, right? Same thing, you're manifesting. I want the great love of my life. You know what I mean? A through Z, number one, and number A, excuse me, or letter A, call Bella, you know, get on her list.
Yes. Right? For God's sakes.
Number two, find my agreement so I can move on. Number three, start journaling. Number four, do things I love, right? Again, use the alphabet. You can use numbers, but write down what you're going to do about it and show up for that thing every single day. And I hope that makes sense.
I love that. So it's not just manifesting and putting it on your board and then, you know, going, you know, watching Netflix 8 hours a day and saying no to all these invitations that come your way because of your false agreements. It is, if I want to become a nurse, if I want to find the lid to my pot, what are 26 things that I can do A to Z on the left side of the paper that are going to move me in action towards getting what I want, right?
Be about it. Be about it. Be about it. And you're creating momentum. You know, the universe just can see what you're doing, right? So it's not, the universe is not manipulative and it's not like gray area, right? So you wake up, you're about it. You're doing everything. You're manifesting your vision. You're doing your actions. It's like, whoa, universe is like, yeah, baby, you're in momentum. So that's a huge component that I think people miss.
And then I love that.
The second component is feeling good about the thing you want, feeling good. So meaning sometimes what happens is we're manifesting a soulmate. And every time we think of the soulmate, we go, oof, but I don't know if this is going to happen. And oh God, I want it so bad, but I don't know. And we actually feel bad about the thing that we want. And we actually start to squeeze this because we're like, I'm in lack. And it just, I want it so bad, but it doesn't feel good. And we actually shut the very thing we want out. We don't even feel good about the thing we want.
Because we go back to fear.
We go back to fear and it starts to backfire on us. Backfire. It's like, oh my God, we say we want these things, but we feel terrible about it. Right. So my number one thing to do is create a vision in your mind that you can connect with that feels really freaking good. And every time you think about the thing you're manifesting, you go to that vision and that feeling. So let me give you an example. You close your eyes, say, this is for a man or a woman. I'm a woman, so I'm going to use woman. You close your eyes. You take some deep breaths, right? You do your smell, smell the flower, you blow out your candle, you go to your happy place and you're manifesting a partner, say it's a man, and you imagine someone walk towards you. You maybe don't even see their face and you just go in and they put their arms around you and you put your arms around them and you just give each other this epic soul healing, soul quenching hug. And it just feels so good. And they smell good. And you're hugging them. They have the build of someone you like, albeit tall, short, you know, whatever you like. And it just feels so good. And you know, that's your person. And then you hold that vision and it feels so good. It feels so good to feel good about your vision. And then you go, yes, thank you. And then you say, thank you. And you leave your vision and you leave your happy place and you go on with your day. So now when you think of your soulmate, you go, oh wait, I'm not going to go into that fear-based. I'm not going to let it backfire. Let me go back to my vision. I'm going to close my eyes. Oh yes, that good hug. Awesome. And then put that in the universe, then hit your A through Z and keep moving towards it. And that you have to feel good about the thing that you're manifesting, because the universe again is very black and white. Do you feel good or do you feel bad? Oh, you feel bad. Okay. Let's not go there.
Right. And so I love that so much. And now if it's back to being a nurse, then your vision could be you're sitting next to a patient with your hand on this patient's head and you're giving them comfort and they're looking at you with a smile saying, what would I do without you?
Yeah. And that's it. And just leave it there, because what's going to happen is your mind is going to go, but when am I going to be a nurse? But how is that going to be? But I don't have the money to be a nurse. I don't have the time. Don't worry about that. Just make sure you're clear with your vision and it feels good. And whenever it backfires, say, that's all for now, and back out of the vision. Don't let it backfire on you. It doesn't mean you're not being in reality. It doesn't mean you're not doing your A through Z, but it means the vision feels good to you.
It means the vision feels good. And I'm going to add one thing on there.
Yeah, please.
What I don't want any of you to do is I want you to know that whatever you want in life requires action, like Eric is saying, and it requires time, right? And sometimes, you know, it's like, if I want to lose 10 pounds, the, you know, day one that I eat really well and work out, I'm like, well, why isn't the 10 pounds off the scale, right? And I know you guys will all feel me on this one, right? We want instant gratification. And you might be manifesting this for a day, a week, a month, a year, a decade. It's okay. It is okay. I want you to know that we don't know when the universe is going to deliver the lid to your pot. But if you continue to do the things and be patient and go back and get rid of your false agreements and imagine your good vision and take action and, you know, do the things. Maybe you need a dating coach. Maybe you need a course, whatever it is. That's what you need to do. So really think about, guys, what it is. I mean, this episode couldn't be more freaking inspiring. We are telling you the power exists in you. And all you can control in this lifetime is you, right? You can't control if someone else likes you or doesn't like you. And if they don't, to hell with them. You dodged a cannonball, because remember, at Smart Dating Academy, we want you to be with someone who likes you just a little bit more than you like them. And if they said no to a second date or a fifth date, well, F them. We're done, because they didn't meet our 51-49 rule. So this is going to take a minute or a long time. So please be patient. Just because you imagine this big warm hug, like Erica said, and he doesn't appear tomorrow, it doesn't mean, oh, it didn't work. Come on.
We call that in the spirit world, divine timing.
And we don't know when that's going to be.
We don't know. And it's so funny. I love this joke. Do you want to make God laugh? tell it your plans, right? It's like there is such a thing as divine timing, and you showing up and believing is just a beautiful affirmation of that. And really just staying on your own, your same team, believing in your vision, and keep moving forward with joy. And that's why we talked about feeling good, because it feels so good to feel good.
Right. 100%. Well, Erica, tell us for a second, if people want to know more about you, tell us where we can follow you.
Thank you so much. So yeah, well, first and foremost, you can always follow me on Instagram, which is Spiritual Medium Erica with a K. And I do all kinds of fun things on there. So I'd love for you to join me. You can go to ericagabriel.com. And no, that is not a stage name, I promise. That is my
husband. That's your real name.
That is my real name, is Gabriel, E-R-I-K-A-G-A-B-R-I-E-L.com. And you can hit that if you want to request a one-on-one reading. And also, that's where you can see the courses that I offer, right? So my course that just launched now is called The Way. The Way. And it is spirit showing you the way to getting all the things that you want, including finding your purpose, finding your soulmate, whatever it is that you're walking towards. It is a course about identifying blocks and receiving tools to help you move through them so that you can get to where you want to go, and you can use the tools for the rest of your life. So you can see that on there, and that's how you can hang with me.
I love that. Erica, thank you so much for being here and for sharing your gems. I am inspired by you, and I know we're going to have you back again on the show. So thank you. And for those of you who are ready to make some changes, do something. Okay. Do something. We've given you a hell of a lot of tools today. You've got this. So in psychotic optimism and psychotic love, I embrace you in that warm hug, and I'm always here for you. And I wish you the most amazing week full of action towards finding the lid to your pot. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.